hardened truckers from a sweltering sweat pit of a studio. Yes, the air conditioning has broken down and the team are currently stripped to their undercrackers. I'm not going to put the web camera on to prove it, and trying hard not to drip onto the consoles. Joining me tonight in a rather fetching boxers and string vest number, we have Flossie. No, we don't. It's Rudolf Hucker.
It's not a string vest, it's my Under Armour. But good evening. Our guest producer this evening is Paul McCockney, and he appears to be in what can only be described as a pair of Speedos and a hat with a fan on it. We have Norma Snockers in a bikini, Lou Snockers has gone topless, and Commander Wotherspoon's wearing a caftan.
Oh, God, and with that mental image, it's time for the news.
Thargoid interference hilarity as Hutton experiences glitch.
Turner prize for big buckyballs.
Barbara Scarpers as Elvin goes from hairy hipster to angry punk with one slip of the hand.
Intrafaction cop on cop action provides red sight distraction.
Our man in the cannon launches this week's Thargoid Green Alert.
Caught without George's pants down? Not likely. Lou Snockers is here with an expose of the goings-on from behind the curtain.
And yet again we have Norma Snockers loose in the studio with the latest from the community goals.
Messages flooded into Hutton's admin office this week warning station administrators that shady types had been delivering alien probes to the orbital with the express intent of bringing Hutton to its knees. To date, the devastating effects have been felt all across the station, with mission board spelling being the worst affected system. The air cons on the blink, and the laundromat decided to eat everyone's flight suits. But the spelling has been atrocious. It has led to swathes of commanders being sent out on grand deliveries, confused truckers being asked to mine for God, and some rather odd messages from Lael that she was looking for an urgent delivery of Wynn, which sent Team Hotbox into a frenzied orgy of hunting for conflict zones. The engineering department have received a boxload of very, very small nanobreakers. The data department seems to have had some military pans, the kind that are used as both dinner implements and bomb shelters by the Federation. And more than one commander has been hunting in vain for insulting membranes. An industrious individual even managed to bring some smelly meninges to the stations. The highlight of the week has been a convoy of Hutton truckers who managed to bring 15,000 tons of crap. Having already cleared up the bio-waste from Cubicle 3, the Cleaner 80...
Itinerant.
Thank you. The Cleaner 80, itinerant, galactic plumber and drainage system engineer managed to escape from Cubicle 3 and went with Meta Alloys to slop the glop and start the rot. We're looking forward to avoiding a full spoonerism with a side order of malapropisms. As a result, what the heck?
Commander Alec Turner, buckyballer, part-time trucker, publisher of the Top Stuff in the Galaxy Weekly Digest, and occasional Lavecon panelist, took a little time out this week to visit a dear uncle at a planetary penal colony. The uncle, on a life sentence on jumped-up charges of fuel tampering during races, yes, not even a fine was stern enough for this Turner, had invited his nephew to the colony's annual Open Day and Prison Art Showcase. On arrival, Commander Turner was startled to find a dangerous-looking Thargoid ship hovering over and hoovering up the base population. As all heroic truckers and buckyballers do, he girded his loins, screwed his courage to the sticking place, just in case it got dislodged, and attacked the Thargoid with the full force of his fully armed Scarab. Using his crate as a launching pad, the commander flung himself kilometres into the air, coming down hard in a manoeuvre not seen since world wrestling was all the rage on planet Earth, and Donald Trump started his illustrious career in media and showbiz by twatting someone over the head with an aluminium chair. Like Donald Trump, Commander Turner managed to completely miss the point, and instead landed hard mid-compound, right under the sucky beams of the Thargoid. Scrambling through the base, he managed to bring the generators back online, at which point the full force of the colony's weaponry turned on the Thargoid menace and distracted it enough that he could take a longer run up from a nearby clifftop. Sailing over the Thargoid, he managed to open up both barrels of his turret while screaming obscenities at the eight-sided menace. Finally, after many attempts, he managed to land his scarab on the floating death flower in the hopes of finding a weakness. He didn't. By the end of the experience, the only person left alive in the base was him. Everyone else had been hoovered up for a jolly good probing by the Thargoid. One suspects that the final sounds it made as it flew away were nom 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 nom. In positive news, he did manage to take some awesome pictures.
Hutton Orbital's Police Service, or HOPS, were scrambled yesterday after our glorious and formerly fluffy leader issued an ABB, yes, an all-barbers bulletin for the successful capture and incarceration, with leniency for anyone who vaporized them, on the demon barber of Old Hutton Orbital. Known only as Tweeny Sod, he tempted Alvin into his establishment with the promise of wholesome and tasty pies before offering to give him a bit of a trim. Our fluffy leader, ever one to try and look his best, and never one to look a gift pie in the mouth, accepted his offer and sat quietly in the barber's chair. At which point he was viciously and without warning attacked with what can only be described as gardening equipment, usually seen at New Wimbledon in midsummer and keeping the playing surface to the prescribed 3 millimeter length. Before you could say, "Just a little off, please," a short back and sides had been delivered, and Alvin was left more bald than Fuzzy Wuzzy, the no-haired bear bear from Sorindo's Flying Circus. The only part of his glorious locks to remain untouched was his top knot, as Alvin went from hipster cool to mohawk fool. As soon as he was shown the mirror, Alvin barked for his security detail, who had unfortunately also gone in for a perm. The sight of the barber scarpering at speed, carrying Alvin's flowing locks, chased by angry punk with teeth and a collection of bog brush-shaped momus bog spaniels, was a sight to behold. The barber escaped onto a waiting adder and is currently being hunted down with extreme prejudice. Progenitor Wolf herself, a proponent of shaving herself smooth, was said to be quite enamoured of Alvin's matching hairdo. If anyone sees Tweeny Sod, he is to be apprehended. Alvin's locks return to Hutton Orbital to be made into a temporary wig until his hair grows back, and everyone has permission to give him a good shoeing. Oh, and Alvin would be grateful for the recipe for the delicious pies.
Pilots have been wondering what the blazes is going on out there in the galaxy, as reports have come in of police forces from all factions ignoring the pirates and terrorists and opening up on each other. Whether it's a series of battles over who gets the last donut, an argument about who's going to boil one up first, or their multitude of vitamin supplements being mixed up for performance enhancers, stimulants and onion head, it's left pirates everywhere bemused and decidedly off the hook. It appears not to have affected ATR responses yet, though it is hard to tell as they just destroy everything within a 10-kilometer radius when they arrive and ask questions later. Hutton's own hotbox team attempted to communicate with one of the local police forces yesterday, at which point the Anaconda opened fire on a passing police Viper in a fit of rage. Two commanders caught speeding were surprised that as punishment the station Eagles destroyed each other with the final words, "Let that be a lesson to you!" And one further commander, who had not requested docking permission, was given a show of extreme force as two police vultures demonstrated what would happen if she did it again. There are rumours that it may be a glitch in police targeting computers, traceable back to a small corner of Hutton space in the Van Manen system, and a particularly nasty computer virus known only as DUST-33, hitherto only thought to affect cleaning and maintenance robots.
And now, an update from our man in tinfoil.
Good evening, truckers. Atrus5060 reporting in from Canon Research. Today is a day of celebration since you have successfully saved Bonnell Dock in the Nagambi system. So congratulations are in order to all truckers who participated. But with good news comes also the bad news. We were unsuccessful in defending the Timbala, and as a result, Paris Station has been attacked. Emergency responders are calling all pilots in the area to assist with the evacuation of citizens from the station to the nearby rescue ship. After many attempts to communicate, we finally received word from the Orange Society, which had this to say about their attack station. Station on fire? This is not so bad. Back in Russia, station set fire to you, so this is improvement. The Pilots Federation representative coordinating the evacuation of civilians had this to say in response.
Ignore those crazy bastards and get out here to help us!
This week, Canada successfully uncovered the next targets in the Thargoids hit list of systems, the first being Wolf-636 and the other HIP-44811. In response, Aegis has deployed its mega ships to both systems to assist pilots in defending the targeted stations. The Vanguard can be found in HIP-44811 and the Acropolis in Wolf-636. Canon Research would also like to let the truckers know that Thargoid devices interfering with Hutton Orbital was not their doing, as they did not send a shipping of devices there as a thank you for all the work the truckers have done lately in defending the Babo. We do, however, believe that the Thargoids have taken a potential interest in weaponizing Cubicle 3 at the Orbital, but have not been able to successfully gain access to it. The boffins at Canon also wanted to clarify that the Thargoid heart left outside the station on landing pad 3 during the Genosis trip through Hutton space was intended for Alvin to have as his new chew toy, and wishes the truckers all the best in this week's anti-Thargoid activities. Best of luck out there, truckers, for the mag!
It was a week of campaigning, canvassing, kissing babies, and ultimately celebrations in Epsilon Eridani as Alvin maintained a successful election and the truckers took control of Kirk Landing, the planetary base. The celebrations were cut a little short, however, as a trend for wearing budgie smugglers adorned with the logo of their favourite mugball team has caused overheating of the nethers, resulting in the perfect environment for an outbreak of a new strain of mods that has left truckers with a nasty rash on the hindquarters. The good news is that truckers everywhere can now do what they do best and truck their way to a massive profit by shipping in the required meds. With all the attention being diverted by elections and mugball, our standing at home in Alpha Centauri has slipped quite dramatically and the truckers are currently in third place. There are some quite nefarious plans in place behind the scenes, so please keep an eye on the daily briefing and follow instructions, even if they seem counterintuitive, so that we can restore AC to Alvin-based glory. Over in Colonia, there was an outbreak caused by fatigue from the recent CG, allowing a relapse of King Hanky's space crabs, but this was swiftly quashed by awesome levels of meds trucking and resulting in a boom caused by the profits. The resulting influence fluctuations have now settled down, and King Hanky is asking that truckers do the usual activities in our home systems, in addition to continuing their support of the top five factions in Trakath, while we wait for the war there to finish and we can continue with the grand plan. As always, check with Overlight and Graham MK for exploration drops in the bubble and Hanky or Mindwipe in Colonia. Now, over to my beloved Norma for the community goals.
Cobra Wing, an independent organisation based in Ebor, has launched an initiative to build a new research outpost in the system and have placed an open order for aluminium, computer components and coffee to be delivered to Morrison Enterprise. They have also placed a kill order on ships on its wanted list to ensure that those contributing commodities to the campaign can do so safely.